Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know something is wrong, and it's time to stand up. You are listening to the John Aid Show.
Trust no one. Trust no one. Trust no one.
You found it. You're here. You're headlong down the runaway train that is the Anomic Age. And I'm your host, John Age. Thanks for being with us. In the wee hours, the dark side of the AM, folks. My favorite time, the dark side. The dark side of the AM. I'm happy you're tuning in. We're sitting at 3:20 AM Eastern Standard Time. I'll be your tour guide this evening as we take a somewhat satirical journey down the path of murder, destruction, mayhem, and the extermination of human life on this planet. A forced march into obsolescence thrust upon us by a global satanic death cult of pedophiles. Absolutely. Check out anomicage.com. That's A-N-O-M-I-C. AGE.com, Anomic Age. That's right. Check it out. AnomicAge.com, folks, is where you can find all things me. PayPal.me/AnomicAge. Patreon.com/. Excuse me. Anomic Age as well. If you've not already done so, I can't imagine why. Like all the likes, subscribe to all the subscriptions, and if you can do nothing more, please share the links. Whew. It's been quite a shuffle with donations and Patreons. Patrons? On Patreon? Patrons of the Anomic Age? It's been a little bit of a shuffle here and there, in and out, from those folks. So please, I encourage you wholeheartedly. If you like the show, that's the best way to support me, folks. I know times are tough, times are hard, and it's almost the 4th of July. But if you can do nothing else, you can make a $1 donation. You can make a patronage of a $1 if you want. You can make a lot more than that, be sure. But, if you can't afford anything, just share those links. Word of mouth is great. If you got a social media account, which I'm thinking you might, put in anomicage.com. And share those links. Friends, family, loved ones, and enemies. We spoke with Vera Sheriff just last week. Let's put that back on the screen. Vera Sheriff just last week. It was an amazing conversation. It really was. And if you missed that show, I highly encourage you to check it out. So, let's get right down to it, shall we? So much to get into this evening. The title of tonight's episode, Tyranny of the Shrill. That's exactly what we're dealing with, people. It really is. And I'm not going to put on the screen all the nonsense from the latest incarnations of the LGBT element. Oh, not so silent. We're in the death throes of Groomer Month. We're almost to the end of Groomer Month, folks. We made it past Juneteenth, another BS, fictitious, made-up joke holiday, and we're almost through with Groomer Month, another joke-level holiday where everybody feels the need to prance around naked or half-naked, thrust, gyrate, and otherwise peddle their wares. to minors. That's really the crux of this month. That's really what's all about. Sure, there's people that aren't doing that, that are of that persuasion, and I thank you for not doing that. But the title of this episode belies the true meaning. It's Tyranny of the Shrill. Because your silence is your consent. No matter how you slice it, dice it, cut it, or julienne it. That's how it is, folks. If you are silent, then your silence is your consent. You're perceived as someone that agrees, that goes along to get along. With this whole thing, no matter if you're gay, straight, otherwise, it don't really matter. If you're silent about this mess that's going on, well, your silence is your consent. And we have been dealing with the tyranny of the shrill for quite a while. I heard Gavin McGinnis say that phrase a couple days back, and it stuck with me. Tyranny of the shrill. I don't know if he coined the phrase, but I'll give him full cred. It's not me. But we're definitely living under a tyranny of the shrill. It's sort of the old adage, the squeaky wheel gets the greasing. And that's always the case. So, by sitting by and remaining silent, we've allowed the minority to be perceived as the majority. How has that happened? Well, that's because all the major networks and corporations that might peddle media are basically run by six major conglomerate organizations. They control the flicker rate on those shadows of the wall of that old Plato's allegory of the cave. They're controlling the flicker rate. They're controlling the flicker. They're controlling the shadows. They're controlling the light. They're controlling the whole stinking thing. So if you believe what you see, well, then that's just how it is, huh? The small minority is perceived as the majority because all across this once great nation, particularly in the communist-run bleep holes, as I said before, I'm not going to show you the imagery because I can barely stomach it myself and I don't see any reason to put you through it. But you can Google it for yourself. Or, that sort of gets conflated with Xerox. You remember that from 50 years ago? So you can search engine it for yourself. That's a little bit better because you don't really want to use Google after all, do you? But nevertheless, that's a perception. All these communist-run bleep holes, there's all kinds of adults peddling their wares, if you will. I don't know how these mentally deranged nutbags got the idea that somehow being gay just means you run around naked, shaking your stuff all the time. But I guess that's the perception. That's the popularized imagery in the culture. And it's so sad because American culture really still does control a lot of the sway, the flex, the juice, if you will, globally. And it's sad to see other countries emulating this nonsensical derangement. But it's happening. So, I mean, these sort of events are not just happening locally here in the formerly great United States of America. This is happening on a global scale, but nowhere more prevalent than here in the old former U.S. of A. So let's get back to it there. Why is there a tyranny of the shrill? Because I don't want to just pick on one group because it's always the same old song. It's the tyranny of the shrill. It's the loudest, most shrill, shrieking, deranged voice. That's who gets the grease and that's who gets the attention. And you can look at this back to just how infants react. If you look at a newborn infant, you know, for that first few years, they are selfish by nature because they have to be. They don't have a way to communicate or get their point across. If they're hungry, they're going to scream and cry until somebody feeds them. If they're wet and scream and cry, if they're in pain, you know, the drill, you get the idea, I believe, huh? So that same sort of selfish nonsense, well, excuse me, it's not selfish nonsense as you see it at a baby, infant level. It is transposed into the very clearly selfish nonsense that we are seeing displayed, portrayed, and otherwise exemplified 8 days a week and twice on Sunday across the nation and also much further now. So that same sort of a notion of all eyes on me, just look at me, give me attention, give me attention, give me attention, even if it's bad attention, baby. That's why you see these morons, and I've only seen this in the last 10 years, these morons that can't carry on a conversation without clapping about it. They feel the need to clap out the syllables of their words. Good night, nurse. Is this like a new level of stupid or what, folks? Whew. I began to see this along the same time frame that I saw all these celebrity nimrods with their tongues out all the time. And thankfully, it was primarily just the women. But I'm seeing a lot of men with their tongues sticking out all the time, too. And it became just some sort of bizarro world celebrity. I don't even know what you would... I mean, I just viewed it as the image of someone who was mentally handicapped. I mean, that's really all that I saw doing this sort of thing for my entire life. Until about 10 years ago. Then you saw all the celebrities with their tongues sticking out. I mean, particularly Miley Cyrus, but she wasn't the only one. Maybe she just popularized it. And just like everything else, our society is made up of brain-dead imbeciles that can do nothing more than follow the leader or the lemming off a cliff. That's pretty much all the American society can do. So I don't know if she was the first, but she was certainly, in my humble opinion, the most often photographed with their tongue sticking out like some deranged mental patient. And then you saw everybody doing it, all these different women. And I don't know where they got the notion that was somehow seen as sexual or somehow seen as appealing. Again, I get back to this point. It just makes you seem mentally ill, which I don't find sexual, sexy, or appealing. Just mentally ill. So around the time you saw that, that's when you started seeing people clapping out words and syllables like they were in some sort of half-baked second-grade classroom or something, trying to figure out how you count the syllables in a word. Except these fools were doing it, I suppose, to show just how upset they were. Because nothing shows your true colors and rage like clapping the words out to somebody. Good grief, folks. This is really where we are as a people. This is it. So kind of like I was mentioning before, I believe America, if not the first, certainly popularized, glamorized, and heavily publicized this notion of the pride and this notion of the pride parades and this very evident, disgusting display where you've got, again, primarily men out there shaking their shillelagh at people. And then you've got these... This never fails to be the demographic, so I'm sure there's exceptions to this rule. But in both of these regards, it's these vastly obese, overweight individuals, half naked everywhere. The women are usually the ones that are heavily obese, naked with their breasts out, or barely scantily covering the nipple. And then the men are not always, but very often, in that same demographic of morbidly obese. But if not, they're all too happy to be in a thong or some other ridiculous garb. And again, I don't know how that got to be equated with homosexuality. I can't really grasp that, but they've made that and popularized that, at least, as somehow emblematic of that lifestyle. So, I say all that to say this. They're clearly targeting the children. They're clearly targeting the youth with this. Good grief, I believe it was in New York just 24 hours ago where they had a big pride event where, of course, they were chanting that again in the streets. They want your kids. And it's just so... It's so insane and deranged. That's why I didn't play any of the video of this. I just refuse to do it. I just can't take it. It's just... disturbing, nauseating, revolting, repulsive, vomit-inducing, sick. It's sick, the individuals that would do this. And I would argue even more sick, the individuals that would take minor children to this. I mean, just sick, folks. Just sick all the way around. But it is a tyranny of the shrill, just as it was with BLM and Antifa a couple years back with the Summer of Rage. Oh, let's all get scared because we got a mob of vastly paid for, propped up communist fruit bats coming to town to break, rape, murder, rob, and pillage. Just another day in your average communist-run bleep hole. So we're seeing that as another example of the tyranny of the shrill. Because the squeaky wheel once again got the grease, and you had these nutbag, nimrod imbeciles out there just doing what they do. And everyone was afraid to criticize, to say anything even the least bit disparaging about these folks, because, of course, they were in a protected class. They were Black Lives Matter, and you can't dare say otherwise or you're a bigot. You can't even question the narrative. You can't even question these individuals running the show. Same thing with Antifa. Well, these are a communist a la Mussolini black shirts, a la Hitler brown shirts, Hitler Youth. What do we got? The Mao Youth Brigades as well. I mean, it's always the same mess, folks. It really is. But it's the tyranny of the shrill, because you can't dare speak out of line against these lovelies, can you? Well, you can if you got a backbone, a spine, or otherwise a pair. But you can't if you want to just keep going along to get along. If you want to keep getting the happy pats on the back and those smiley face tweets and texts and reposts and all kinds of that. I mean, you might not even... Oh, my goodness. You mean you still want to be on YouTube? Well, you probably can't do that, right? Anyway, so the bottom line is here, folks. That's just another average day in the neighborhood. So the big thing, how do you resist this sort of tyranny? In a peaceful and lawful manner, of course, how do you resist the influx of the tyranny of the shrill? You see, they're downplaying the border invasion for a couple weeks, but I guarantee you when that economy starts to flag or show the least bits, little biddly bits, like they're going to raise the rates or something, well, my goodness gracious, Six Lab, they better show you the cameras on the border again. As if this mess stops. It doesn't stop. They just sort of seem to show you at the very opportune times when this whole thing's going on. Man, it's kind of quiet out there right now. I can't believe it. All kinds of thunder and lightning and hail and wind and all kinds of fun out there. I love this kind of weather. I really do. It's my favorite time of night and my favorite type of weather. If it was only about 30 degrees colder, boy, then we'd really have a nice time, wouldn't we? Sorry to sidetrack there a little bit, but back to the point at hand. What do you do about the tyranny of the shrill? Well, I would suggest that you also get a little shrill. Don't be afraid to speak the truth in your heart, this truth from the Lord, this truth from the Bible, this truth that is self-evident. Don't be afraid to reject tyranny. Don't be afraid to reject things that are unbiblical. We are supposed to do that, actually. I mean, that's kind of what it says, right? You're supposed to love the Lord God with all of your heart. And in loving God, you are supposed to hate the evil. I didn't say the people, but the evil, for sure. Those that are the evil out there. And the evil, you know, as the Bible tells us, the father of lies, the father of the air, the father of this world, is the devil. And as we see with everything out there, it's never a exact duplication of what Christ has created. It's a bastardized, cheap knockoff version of what Christ created. So if you see the rainbow, well, that's stolen from the Lord. That's stolen as his covenant with Noah, not to flood the earth again. So that's stolen. And it's interwoven with one of the things that the Lord tells you all over. All over the Bible not to follow. Pride. So it's always funny how these different things are used and always twisted. They're used but always bastardized or inverted, much like the inverted cross. See, it's still a cross, but it's the inversion of the Christ. It's the inversion of the covenant. It is the inversion of the Ten Commandments, the inversion of what the Bible says, inverted to fit what man says. And I've heard this said many times, and I won't give you the exact quote, nor the person who said it, because quite honestly, I can't remember. But the paraphrase, it was something along the lines of, it doesn't really matter what you think is right, or what you believe to be the correct way to be. That is completely irrelevant. What matters is what the Bible, what the Lord, what God tells you is right within those pages of the Bible. That's really what matters. And it's not always easy. I can assure you, good night, nurse, it's not easy at all. Because after the fall, folks, we have been compelled to be sinners, I would say. We are a fallen people. We are living in a world of sin. And I would submit to you that that world of sin is growing exponentially all the time. But we're called to not just let it ride. We got to speak up, folks. We got to speak the truth. I would suggest that one of the primary reasons why we're in this little hand basket that we're in is because we got upwards of almost 70 million children murdered since Roe versus Wade. That's just the official numbers here, people. Just official numbers. So I would, at least in my own mind's eye, I think, well, you can't go around blaspheming forever. You cannot go around mocking God, mocking his word, his guidelines. Can't do that without eventually tasting a little pain. I think that's what we are seeing now. And unfortunately, we are letting the tyranny of the shrill lead us, guide us, and just take us all off that proverbial cliff with the lemmings. So what can you do peacefully? What can you do nonviolently? Well, I would suggest that the obvious, you can speak up, you can speak out, you can not be afraid, you can put that mess out of your mind and heart that you can't talk religion and politics. Put that mess out of your mind and heart that, well, we should just keep our mouth shut because we're going on this or that big family outing. And we know for a fact there's going to be people there that are going to have a different of opinion. But it seems to always be the case that those with the most starkly different opinions are always the most shrill. So if we allow ourselves to be cucked, and we'll just say subordinated, I'll clean it up a little bit. Well, then we deserve exactly what we're going to get. A buddy of mine and I have said this many, many times for the The big old handbasket we're in as a people, as a society, as a culture, as a nation. We deserve every single bit of what we're getting, and it ain't even gotten hot yet, folks. We deserve it all because of our inaction, because of our silence, because of our lack of conviction, because of our lack of any action, folks. We deserve what's coming down. So the best thing you can do is be that shining example to everyone. Resist the tyranny where you find it. Resist the immorality. Resist those that would subordinate Christ. Resist the folks that would follow man's rule as opposed to God's. You can't do everything, but you can do something. Please consider getting out there and doing your part. Oh, yeah. Thunder's kicking in now. I love it. Be safe out there. I'll be seeing you sooner than later in the Anomaly Cage.
Thank you for listening to The Anomic Age, a John Age project. For past shows, further info, and to comment, go to AnomicAge.com. That's AnomicAge.com. Till next time, thank you for listening to The Anomic Age. I'm gonna go to bed.